My name is Barry Monroe. Question is, how do you believe your unique perspective as an incarcerated individual can enhance your contribution to nonprofit sector and address social issues effectively? At the age of 40, I was incarcerated. So my worldly perspective plays a part on how I navigate prison. That being said, I was able to see dysfunction that was in prison, that's in prison currently, meaning there's a total disconnect from society while you're in prison. You adapt another role or another way of living for the punishment or the crime that one committed. In here, you have inmates, you have staff, you have custody who is also caught up in their dysfunction, which even enhances the dysfunction that's already in prison. So once people start treating each other with respect, and once people start addressing their dysfunction and start living positive socially and functioning on that level, treating each individual as an individual, because we all have dysfunctionality in our lives, that will create some type of social banter that will allow at least an inmate and the staff to have a better relationship, an inmate in mental health to have a better relationship, an inmate on the inmate to have a better relationship. Then an inmate will eventually trickle back into society where he now is not seen as, yes, I made a mistake, but I'm not seen as that mistake constantly and constantly. So I believe that is what's needed in order to address social issues, those type of interactions with people in a more humane type of way versus a more authoritarian type of way. That's my answer to question number one. My question number two is making amends. How do you envision the conflict topics to assist us in this process? I believe all the topics that's on the panel or up for discussion is about making amends, or have you made amends. There's three types of amends that we deal with, living amends, direct amends, and indirect amends. All these amends are something that each individual in here should be doing for the crimes that we committed. Indirectly, we can do a lot of things. We can take groups. We can go to school. We can learn about our behavior that got us into it. That's indirectly. Directly, we can make amends by being able to pay our restitution to the victims, writing remorse letters to the victims. I believe there are programs out there who have victims and victimizers where they meet together and they are able to discuss their remorse or discuss their dismay and their hatred and then come to some type of forgiveness or some type of closure. So I believe that's needed. I also believe a living amends. A living amends means you constantly, your daily lifestyle is showing that you are regretful for the crime that you committed, which got land you in prison, or the crimes that you committed that you haven't got caught for, or haven't got arrested for, excuse me, that landed you where you can say, hey, I'm doing this because in the past I did that, and I don't want to continue to go that route. So I believe making amends is key for a person that says, I truly regret my maladaptive behavior, and now I'm accepting being a positive pro-social person in society. That's it for question two. For question three, my question is, in your opinion, how can nonprofits work to collaborate with absolutionists, to migrate the damaging effect of prison industrial complex? On that question, and I had to think about this for a while, a nonprofit that established concrete tools for an incarcerated person to use once reentering back into society will achieve all of this. If I'm a nonprofit and I'm listening to what the inmate wants versus what the inmate is asking for, or what the inmate needs, excuse me, versus what he's asking for or she's asking for, I think that is essential. Most inmates think they need financial support once they get out of here. In all actuality, if there's transitional housing or subsidized housing that a person can go to, now they need to be able to be financially secure. Most crimes are committed due to financial burden. And I think financial education is key. I think that if a non-profit can establish that and use that as a stepping stone to help people, also how to communicate their emotions. As men, we don't communicate our emotions in a healthy way. And that creates to a lot of violent behavior. We become passive aggressive, or we repress a lot of their emotions, and therefore it comes out passively aggressive. Also, you have a lot of people in here who's fed up with being a gang member, but they can't say it. So if they can't say it, they have no outlet. But I think once a nonprofit comes in and helps them and assuring them that it's okay to say, hey, I'm fed up with this, and now what type of life do you want to live? And helping that individual in that aspect. So those are my answers for those three questions. And thank you.